Hello, everybody.
Hi. Welcome back.
It is the morning time again, so you know how it goes for me there, but I am so pumped today. I know I feel like we say that pretty often, but this specifically, I've been hearing about this woman for the last 3-4 years of my life, because one of my best friends talks about her a lot. So she is, God, I'm so excited. I'm like literally like getting a little nervous. I don't know why. but Tiffany, I feel like you're probably equally excited. You love this kind of stuff.
Dude, I am so pumped. I live for these types of podcasts. Like, I feel like everybody already has an idea of what could be coming. Cause when we start talking about how excited we are,
it's usually something in this world.
You know, it's something like metaphysical, astrological, it's something of that nature. So I am just super pumped about this.
And I feel like, so the person who is coming on, she has a lot of different things, but you know, essentially she is a psychic healer. So we've done these things off of podcasts. We've never done, like, we've talked about the readings we've had. We've never had a reading on the podcast really. So I'm excited.
Well, Thomas Dale, but that was like,
well, that was a little different, I guess.
That was, yeah.
It was like our auras and stuff like that. But don't get me wrong, we love Thomas Dale. Again, we've talked about him several times since our first interview with him. But I really can't wait for her to get on. So without further ado, I'm going to say, Sophia, you now have permission to enter.
Yay!
Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing so good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Super excited as well. This is actually my first podcast.
Ooh,
we love that. That's so exciting.
So honored. Well, you're our first person doing like an actual like reading on our podcast. So, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we'll have everything in the show notes that will include like where to find you if they want to book any readings, how you do your readings, all that good stuff. So, we'll let everybody know kind of how to find you afterwards.
Yes.
Sure, after they hear this reading, they're going to want the same thing.
Of course. They always do.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what it is exactly that you do there.
So I do, I'm based in Atlanta, and I've basically been doing readings pretty much my whole life. But I've had my office for maybe a little over 15 years here.
Wow.
I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. I do mediumship. And I also do like chakra balancing and stuff like that. So it really just depends on what you want and what you'd like, and also what would be best or what would benefit you. Lots of different things.
You said you have no mediumship. Is that what you said?
No, I do mediumship.
Oh, you do mediumship.
Only in my office. Yeah. Only in my office, because I also do like readings from like, I think it's like from March to November at Atlantic Station in Atlanta. But yeah, of course I can't do that there because there's like way too many people.
You can go ahead. I was about to kind of shift to subject here. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you said there's too many people, does that just like you can't focus and get a clear reading when there's too many people around?
Only in mediumship.
Gotcha.
So like I get cards, I can read your palms, I can even pick up on energy like on you if we're around people. That's not an issue. But mediumship is like literally trying to connect to the other side, so that's a little harder.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
With mediumship too, is it like you're like, if I went to you for like, you know, the medium work, I guess, like, is it, how does that work? Like, can I come to you and be like, hey, I want to talk to my grandma or something? Like, or is it just kind of who pops up, or like, how, tell us a little bit about kind of that process. Cause I feel like people are really curious about that. And by people, I mean me.
That's literally how it is. It's like, okay, I have this person where, I want to connect, you know, with like you said, with my grandma. It's really weird. Lauren, that you said that, because like, seriously, I've been like picking up this really strong female energy that was really, really protective of you. Like, she was so protective of you.
Is that Tiffany?
No, that was like when you read her in person, because Lauren did get a reading from you before. Yeah, or are you saying right now you have it?
Mm-hmm. I know that it's right now. I could always feel it when I like talk to her. But yeah, I've met her in person, so I've felt it before. I don't remember if that's something we talked about. But to answer your question, so sometimes you can't pick up anything as far as like another spirit or somebody that had passed away. And the only reason why is because sometimes people will like pass over, they'll pass far beyond to the point where they're not going to visit you in this life, you know, or they might have already passed on to their other life. So their spirit, their soul is not going to, you know, connect with you. So sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It really just depends on the person.
Interesting. Well, I mean, both my grandmas are past, so maybe I got a lot of women up there or wherever they are.
Yeah.
In my corner, which is nice. But yeah, that's so cool. I think mediumship is like the coolest thing. But, and also you do, I know we talked about this a little bit when I met you a couple weeks ago, but, so also to back up here, if you live in Atlanta, there's this place called Atlantic Station. I didn't know they do events. Is that event something they do often or?
So it's actually, that event was something that was just like a spur of the moment kind of thing. They were doing like the elements or whatever.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But every weekend they have, it's called the Makers Market. And that's like every weekend during the spring, the summer, and some of the fall. Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
That's cool.
Well, yeah, I met her and I remember seeing her name, like it said Psychic Sophia. And I was like, wait, my friend Sarah has gone to a psychic for like years and always talks about Sophia. Like almost like she goes, she was like therapy kind of. And like, you like telling me all these crazy things that you've predicted and said and all this stuff. And I'm always like, God, I gotta go to her. And never really have.
I actually remember you talking about that now that you say that, the way that you were just describing that. I remember you've talked about the name Sophia.
Yeah. I talked about it with you. I think that we were planning even last year to like, can I try to connect with you on here, or go to you. And it's just kind of funny that all of a sudden you just like popped up right in front of my face. And I was like, okay, well, I can't not go talk to her.
Right.
I remember when you walked up and you're like, are you so-and-so? Do you know this girl? And you know, Sarah, I'm like, yeah. And, but I've known Sarah for a very long time.
Yeah. I think like she's been going to maybe like 5 or 6 years, something crazy. Like,
yeah. My son was like super young. I remember.
Yeah. She's obsessed. She loves you. So, and she's, when I messaged her too, she's like, God, I got to go see her soon again. So I'm sure she'll be there at some point, but,
So do they come to you in person?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do readings, I do readings in person, but I also do readings over the phone. And gotcha. I've just started doing more readings over the phone just because of, you know, like the pandemic or whatever, but
right. That makes sense. Is it harder to get a reading over the phone or over a Zoom than it is in person? Or is it about the same?
For me, it's about the same just because I've been doing it for so long. I've literally been doing this since I was like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. But you know, some people just prefer to come in person, which is, that's, you know, totally like, I would understand that, you know, from somebody else's point of view, I'd be like, yeah, I'm coming in person. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah, I will definitely be there in person, like I said, but, and I know we talked about this a little bit too, but you do a little bit of like the past life regression as well. Is that kind of play into medium work?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I was just talking about this. I was like, I need to find someone because I just had this random memory pop up where, it wasn't actually past life. It's like, actually, I think in this, my current life, I have like there was a little situation where I feel like it may have been a traumatic event, but I cannot for the life of me remember anything past a certain point.
And kind of like deja vu, but you know, it was there, whatever.
Right. So I'm like, I feel like this must be some type of block that I think I need to look into. It was like one day I just remembered that one specific memory. And I was like, there's a reason why I remembered this. I need to maybe like look into this further. So I was just talking about this a couple of days ago. So it's funny that as soon as there are no coincidences. Like everything kind of happens for a reason.
I definitely do not believe in coincidence, but so I do past life regression, and it's absolutely amazing. It still amazes me till today that so many people will have multiple past lives, and the things that have happened in their past lives or when they were here before, like, is so coincident. Well, I won't say coincident, no, maybe so we don't believe that, but it's so like, it like matches up with what happens here. Mm-hmm. And like, they'll have a fear of, let's say, just for example, hypothetically, they may have, you know, died in their past life from like, you know, heights, or they may have had a fear of heights. Mm-hmm. And then in this life, they still have that fear, but for some reason, there's nothing that's triggering that fear, and they just have that fear. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, there's certain like emotions, feelings, fears, ambitions that they'll have in this life, and it's just like for no reason. So a lot of people like to do the past life regressions to kind of figure out like, why do I feel this way? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes your past lives can definitely affect what goes on in your present.
Or like you keep having to learn the same lesson over and over until you actually learn it.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think that's kind of the case for me specifically. Just like when I've gotten into deep meditations, I don't know if it's like I'm really seeing what it is, because I've never had confirmation, but mm-hmm. I feel like I have kind of dropped into a couple of my past lives, and I feel like my karmic lesson is always the same. And I don't know if I'm just making that up, because I've never had, you know, somebody else, you know, kind of say like, okay, yes, this is true. But I'm assuming that that's kind of how it works.
Well, I would strongly suggest, even for me, that you don't tell me anything that you remember. Don't tell anybody else, because then you could get like a true reading on, okay, yeah, this is what I remembered. Because then you'll be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like it's like a confirmation of what had happened.
So do you guide the person on them seeing the past lives, or you are able to like help see it as well? So then you can kind of link up the two.
No, I'm able to see what it is, how many there is, what has happened, what you are. And then we can talk about how it's affected you in this life and why is it the way that it is.
That is just the coolest thing. Oh my gosh. I'm geeking out over here. Ooh, also too, so when I met Sophia, she did like a little tarot reading and then also like a palm reading. And
yeah,
I've always joked, because I've been at some point in middle school, I think someone made fun of me for like having a lot of lines on my palms. Like they're like, oh, you look like an old man, or well, I don't know, something like that. And I was like, whatever. Literally in like middle school, I was like, I've just lived a lot of lives, you know, like joking. I thought I was joking.
Yeah. I remember we talked about this.
Sophia, I made that joke. I was like, well, good luck. I have a lot of stuff you can read here. And she was like, well, you have a lot of lifelines actually. And I think you've had a few lives before. And I was like, wait, so that's right. I literally was making, I've been saying that for years. Yeah, so I'm for sure going to be doing past life regression with you at some point. Cause I have a lot of weird fears that I don't really know where they stemmed from. So
I feel like that'd be really helpful for you, Lauren.
Yeah. but so today we want to kind of get in. I'll let Tiffany go first, since I already had you a couple weeks ago. But we want to do like a little quickie kind of reading here. I guess with the tarot cards, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got them ready.
Perfect. So I mean, if you want to kind of take the reins here, say how it's going to work, and then Tiffany can ask your question.
Okay. Sounds good. You don't necessarily have to ask the question right now. I could just read you a little bit, but then if you have a question, sometimes it works better if you have a question, Tiffany, afterwards, just because mm-hmm. you already know like what I'm telling you.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah. I did have a question pre-planned, but then as soon as we started talking, I thought of two other questions I thought were more important. So I think you're right that I just need to like let it flow.
I mean, that's up to you. It's totally up to you. Some people come pre-planned with questions, and some people are just like, you know, wait till they're reading done, just because other stuff will pop up. But it's up to you. Totally up to you.
I'm just going to go with the flow. right now.
That sound you're hearing is her shuffling the cards like a freaking pro right now.
I know. I love the visual I'm getting right now.
So, okay, Tiffany, what I'd like for you to do is you are, while I am shuffling cards, I'd like for you to just like say your name, and you don't have to say your full name, but you would just say like your first and your name.
I'm Tiffany Danielle Haynes.
Okay. And then also, you just tell me when you feel you want me to stop.
Okay. Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to put down 10 cards here and I'll read them out to you. And then if you have a question or whatever, you just let me know.
Okay. This is so exciting.
Okay. So you have two really, really important cards here, or really strong, meaningful cards here. One is the Death card. I can show that to you.
Okay.
It's not a bad card. Definitely not a bad card. It's actually a very good card. And what it's telling me is that something that you're working on is about to come together. It does represent like the end of something because it's the Death card, but it's also representing like something positive that's coming together for you. So it's a good thing. It is very much so a positive thing. It's not anything negative or anything that you should, you know, like be concerned of. Mm-hmm. More so something. Yeah,
my gut said immediately that it was like the death of an old chapter. I don't know why I just like, as soon as you said that, I thought, okay, that's the old me dying.
Yeah, and that's really basically what it is. It's like, it may be not everything, but just like a piece of something that you know you need to move on from.
Totally.
That's good. But you also have the Nine of Pentacles here. Now, this represents prosperity. It represents money. It represents you moving forward into some things. But it also tells me that you have a very karmatic card here, karma. And what that's telling me is that you don't have a love of money. It's important, you know, of course. But, you know, you could have all the money in the world. What is the most important for you? A lot of people don't know this, is love. You definitely love.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm gonna cry right now. So
yeah,
true.
And the reason why I say that is because you actually literally have the Lover's card here, which is good. That's a beautiful thing. You've been through some things, definitely. I could see that. The Eight of Pentacles tells me that I want to say, like, maybe just within the last, I want to say the past 4 or 5 years, you've been working extra hard, super hard, but really trying to get to where you know you need to be. Sometimes mm-hmm. you feel like there's a little bit of a blockage with you getting to where you're needing to be. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is it just kind of makes you work even harder.
You know? So Chris, it was like literally one of my questions.
Yeah. So the thing is with the Death card though, it kind of ties in together with that. Because there's some things that are coming to an end, and I feel like that may have to do more with like your career, your finances, just because it's going to help you get where you're needing to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Knight of Swords here, which is upside down to me, so it has a little bit of a different meaning. I do feel like where it's at, this could be representing someone in your life. And there's a good connection, a really good compatibility with this person, but they are working on some things right now. So you may not be their like main priority, which is fine. It doesn't take away from the connection. There's still a really strong connection. It's just, you know, you both know that you are both needing to focus on some different things. Like you're so there for each other, but ultimately you just gotta kind of focus on like you for a little while. And gotcha. Another reason why I say that is because you have the Queen of Swords, but this is also, I feel, representing your spirit in a sense that you have gotten to the point where you have been through some things with people in the past where you just say what you want to say now. Like you mm-hmm. don't hide anything from anybody. Mm-hmm. If you have something to say to someone, you're going to say it. And that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying you're super outspoken, but when it comes to certain things, you'd rather just, you know, be more upfront.
Be upfront. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Than anything. So that's good. It's a positive thing. You do love to help people. You have six of wands, which is great. But you've also been kind of realizing that you really do kind of need to help yourself before you actually put yourself to the side. Like you could be in the middle of something very important and literally stop it and to go help somebody else. And that's totally. Not, you know, that's something you got to kind of find a balance in. And that's, you're trying to find that balance, which is good.
So spot on. It's like all very, very spot on with everything.
Thanks. So the world card is really good. And that tells me that there's lots of travel. You have not traveled as much as you want to, mm-hmm. but there is a lot of travel. You do connect with the water, but you also strongly connect with the earth. And I don't feel that you have even connected with the earth the way that you really want to yet.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But there is some travel coming up for you. I don't feel like it's going to be really anytime this year. It might be closer towards the beginning of this new year, but it is good. And with where this travel is in your reading, it tells me that there may be some like obstacles with you even going. Like you may second guess this mm-hmm. multiple times, but I would not second guess it. I would definitely go.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually looking at booking a trip for the new year.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go. I can't tell you.
But I'm not sure like what will happen with COVID and everything. I'm not sure the regulations because I'm trying to do an African safari. So I don't know if what's going to happen as far as getting in. So it's pretty spot on that you said there may be some obstacles coming up.
Well, it's actually also makes a lot of sense because it's just really resonating with you connecting with the earth. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what you're going to be doing. You're going to be connecting with the earth in so many different ways.
Totally.
Oh, you know, I can't tell you what to do. And of course, I think we all, even me as a spiritualist and psychic, I don't even know what's going on with COVID. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but that's a big reason why I feel like maybe, you know, there's a little bit of confusion there. So.
And do you want me to like, as you're saying any of this, do you want me to kind of affirm what you're saying in connection with anything I've done, or do you mean just let you read through the cards?
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're good. Okay. Those are actually all of your cards. But if you have a question, you could ask me now.
Well, I just want to say first, it's crazy that you were kind of talking about like that. I have a love for helping people. So yeah. I saw Lauren shaking her head. That is my number one goal in life across the board. I feel like I live to serve. I get off on knowing that I can help make someone's day or life or whatever it may be a little bit easier. And you're right. Yeah. I think I do have a little bit of martyrdom where I will self-sacrifice in order to help anybody else around me. And I don't know if, I think that's the number one thing I'm really working on the last couple of months is not putting myself on the back burner in order to save everybody, because at the end of the day, like I can't save or help anybody if I'm really falling apart. So that's really what I'm working on the most is putting self-care, self-love in the forefront, because I think that I have so much compassion and empathy for other people, but I don't grant myself the same compassion or empathy. And if I do, I think that my life just in general would be totally different, which I'm excited about. The awareness that's kind of coming up. And I think that was one of the questions. That was one of the questions that I was going to bring up. And you kind of already touched on it, like blocking myself. And that was really, I think that I'm aware of any of the blockages I have, but I just wanted, that's my specific question. Like, are there any blockages that I could work on in the next couple of months to help me reach like the full potential that I could in the next couple of months.
The only thing that from what I can pick up on your spirit, what I do see in your cards is that basically what you already feel, the thing about it is that for some years, like what we talked about, from what I could see the last maybe 4 or 5 years, you have to trust your intuition. Like you don't trust your intuition enough. So if you have this feeling or you have this gut instinct, you have this, you know, discernment of, okay, yeah, I need to do this or I need to do that. Don't second guess it. Just do it. You know, if you know, like you already know, you feel it in your spirit, you need to focus on self-love. Well, that's, if that's something that you feel and that's something that you already know, you know, you basically kind of already answered your own question because that's what you need to focus on.
Right.
You know, but focusing on that and getting that balance, it's only going to help you with being able to help more people and do more in the future.
Right. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, Sophia, you don't even have, do you have Instagram even? Or?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, you've never seen ours.
So no, I'm not a social media person. When this thing happened where like Facebook and Instagram and everything shut down, like I was totally the last to know. My husband came to me at like the last hour and he's like, did you know Instagram's down? I'm like, yeah, no.
Just for the skeptics out there who are like, oh, well, she could guess that from her Instagram. Like, no, she maybe, but like she hasn't looked at it. She hasn't seen it.
Right.
And yeah, for me, for my reading too, when I met you, I literally just walked right up to you. Like you didn't know who anything about me other than like we had a friend in common, but like that was it.
I didn't know you until I seen you. I think that was probably about a month ago, maybe.
It was a few weeks ago. God, time flies. I don't even know, but
that was awesome.
And I had another little, I know that I was only supposed to ask one question, but can I ask one more thing?
Yeah, you're fine.
So this kind of came up in my mind that we did have a reading before, Lauren and I did like a year ago with somebody who could see and feel like specific types of energy. So when we first got on the call, you were saying that you felt some feminine, strong, protective energy around Lauren. So like, as we're talking, I've never really asked any medium or psychic or anybody if there was anything around me that could be picked up on. So that's really my question is like, is there anything that jumps out at you that could be around me? Cause I've never really looked into or tried to know or understand who was around me or what was happening or if there was anything at all.
With you, honestly, Tiffany, I don't feel like there's any, well, I'll say it this way. I don't feel like there's a human spirit that's around you, like nobody that's passed away and that's still there, which honestly could sometimes be a good thing. And not because it's like, you know, scary or whatever. No, it's just sometimes people, you know, will pass over and they're not going to just be hanging around. You do, although, have multiple, like angel spirits, guardian spirits, people that protect you from, and they're not necessarily people, but entities that will protect you from certain things. And just like I said, within the last few years, maybe some destructive things that you were thinking about or wanting to do. And then you were like, yeah, no, that's probably not a good idea. And sometimes that intuition can be, you know, that intuition is like your angel spirits protecting you. So more so an entity of like an angel guide, but not necessarily a person.
Gotcha. That's interesting. So does everybody have angel guides specifically, or is that like they come and go, or?
Some people don't at all. And a big reason why some people don't at all is because they reject them. You know? Like and I don't have, like, I am like, I love everybody. Like God is love. Like I'm good with whatever you know, believe in, that's fine. But the thing about it is if you're atheist or if you just literally don't believe in any kind of spirituality in that sense, that's like, you're going to block that. That's like, no. Okay. It's like, being with somebody or wanting to be in their life, but they keep telling you no, you're not going to stay in their life, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like the same thing. So yeah, some people don't have those spirits. It's not to say that God is not still watching over them. I still strongly believe that.
Yeah.
But some people have these like angel guides.
Interesting. I love that. Yeah. So do you ever pick up on bad? Do you ever pick up on like bad stuff around people?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, mine is all good, right? I can feel, I normally think mine is, I feel like mine is all good.
You have a good aura. You do have a good aura. I just feel like there needs to be some more balance with like you being able to just kind of get where you're needing to be.
I agree with that.
I agree with that yeah. too.
My life needs balance for sure, because I definitely am like all in on something and I will just completely exhaust myself to the point where I look up and I'm like, who am I? Like, what am I even doing? And then I have nothing left inside of mm-hmm. me. And then, you know, I'll go to the other side where I'll just go quiet and completely cut off everybody to try to work on myself. And I would like to have a good balance of both where I don't have to choose one or the other. And that's really what I'm working on, is finding the split in between, which is much harder than it sounds.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's a lot easier said than done. And so that's why with what I do, that's why I do like chakra balancing. I do aura cleansings. I do sometimes Reiki sessions. And that's a lot of people come to me for that type of, a lot of people come to me for that type of, you know, spiritual energy work, just because it helps them kind of connect with their intuition to really know, okay, I need to do this. I don't need to do this, or, you know, and have that balance. And it's also very good to keep, you know, to keep on with that so that you continue to have that balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So can you ever look at someone and you can tell just immediately, or like talking to them, what chakras they're blocked, or is that something like you guys walk through together and kind of figure out?
I mean, I could just pick it up right away, but it's definitely something I would have to like talk through with them, because nobody's going to understand the way that I talk when it comes to them.
Right. Is there anything right off the bat that you're like, okay, I think there is a blockage there just throughout my chakras? Oh, I feel like I have a good idea.
With you, it's definitely your heart.
Yeah.
Because your heart represents self-love, love for others, love for God. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it has anything to do with like others or for God, but it's more so self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally.
Interesting stuff here.
I feel like I'm gonna be coming to see you like every week now.
That's what I said. Like literally, things she said to me.
I need all the healing sessions. I'm like, I want to have chakra balancing. I want to do a Reiki session. I just want to do all the things.
I'm here. I'm ready. You're ready.
My goodness. Yeah. No. And when I saw her a few weeks ago, it was like she was saying stuff that I hadn't even told anybody. Like to just. Portland and I was like, what? I was like, God, I kind of go to her all the time now.
Okay, wait, I have one more question. So if you don't feel any like spirits around them, I'm like, okay, I have one more. So annoying. This is more just like a general question. When you were talking about
Tiffany's like on high right now. Like she's like oh my God, I didn't know this is gonna be so cool.
Literally, when I say we could keep you probably for 10 hours and talk to you, like we probably could. So
Wait, I'm just by the end of it, I'm gonna try to move you in.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about just like guides and spirits in general, like you could feel something around Lauren. So when you can't feel stuff, so you were saying like the spirits have passed over. Is that similar to what you would see like in a movie or a TV show where they found peace and moved on? Or does that mean something different?
Yeah, no, I guess you could say that. When I say passed over, that means that someone has passed over in a sense that they're like with a higher being, like they're with God. They don't want to have anything to do with this life, and not in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. that they just don't need to have anything to do with this life, you know?
Gotcha.
I don't know the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's just like they've passed on in a sense that they're living their afterlife.
Their best peace. Afterlife.
Yeah, exactly.
Living my best afterlife. Okay, so that makes me really excited because there is someone specifically that I have in my mind that I think is, I never really talk about him, but he, I feel like was.
Okay, is it a male figure? Because like I picked up a male, but they're not around you.
Yeah, I feel like he, it was my mom's dad, my grandfather. And so he passed away when I was super young, but I remember it being so traumatic for me because I just loved him so deeply because I feel like I was so connected to his spirit. But knowing what I know about him, he was 100% Native American and he was so spiritual and just cool and chill.
That's amazing. And so that's probably why I can pick up on him, but he's not around you because I'm Native American.
That's what Lauren was telling me. So I think that's like really what triggered me. I never bring him up because sometimes I can't talk about him without crying. So emotional.
So he's,
I feel like he would be the type of person who's like, okay, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm smoking weed across the land. I am like, there's no reason for me to hang out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like I can pick up on it, but not in like a sad way. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, because he's having, there's no reason for him to, you know, to be here. But when you said that you, there's somebody, the first thing I picked up on was it's a man, it's a male, like an older male. I picked that up right away, but I don't feel that he's there. Like he's not there. And it could just be that he knows that, you know, it's better for him to be in peace. You don't need him. Like you're good. You're okay. You have that strong energy. Like you're fine. You literally don't need him. So like, he's okay. He's fine.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel like he's just so cool and chill all the time that he would be, it would be beneath him almost to just be hanging around.
Yeah. I was going to say, he probably feels like it's like, ew, no, I'm good. Where am I?
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes me feel very happy, actually. But also, I'm like, what are my female energies doing over here? Go play somewhere else. Go be happy.
Well, you know, female energy can, like, you know, we can be brooding.
I guess maybe there's
moms just like
exactly like a mom type of emotional, you know, like strength there where nothing really bothers them. They learn how to, I guess, like separate things, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be hanging around way too long.
You will be attached to your daughter.
I know.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to like, I'm totally going to like haunt my daughter-in-law and be like, you better take care of him.
Yeah, 100%. So Eliza and I co-sleep. So I'm just going to be like every night hanging out with her and her husband, I think.
Oh God.
Can't ever get rid of me.
Yeah.
Our souls are connected. That's what one of the psychics we talked to before said, that our souls were too intertwined. And that was one of my karmic things, is that I needed to be able to let go of her a little bit to be able to separate the two. And I was like,
click. A little. You're like, okay, this isn't real.
This is not.
Yeah, no, you probably like birthed another version of yourself.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
She definitely.
I mean, we were even born 3 days apart. Like,
oh wow. Just
and a few years. Twin.
Yeah. Exactly.
3 days and a few years.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Well, I know I don't want to overstep our time here, so I want to make sure we can get everyone
the time
to kind of say, no, I love that. I mean, I had a reading a few weeks ago. So like,
that's why I was like,
I mean, a lot of things, literally. Well, the palm reading was really cool. I feel like, especially because the first time I did a palm reading last year, it was not really in the best headspace, I think. And I'm in a lot better place now. So it was interesting to see like how it really does, like its energy
change.
Like, you can change. That's a thing about going to people like you, like and learning these like things. And for me with palm reading, like specifically, I feel like, you know, I'm glad I went to the one last year and she was able to kind of tell me these things. And I was like, okay, I don't really like some of these things. So I need to try to like better myself and to where that's not going to happen anymore. And now, so if anyone listening has listened to that podcast of us, like one of the things she said was like, I'm not gonna get married till after I'm 45. Like, my life's going to be in shambles basically until I'm 34. And I was, and honestly at the time I probably, that seems about right. And, but
you were a totally different person a year ago.
Yeah. And, but it's just interesting with Sophia, the things that she said were like, it's like pretty different, like more positively different, I guess. And, she even told me that I was going to have three kids. One, I think might be an accident, but, but my mom was very happy about that. She's like, no, when you get married, it's going to be your soulmate, which I will say the person did say the first time. So that when you do get married after you're 45, that will be your soulmate. But so it does make me feel good that I will be eventually married to a soulmate person, but, three kids, like that whole thing. My mom was very happy about that. She's like, well, keep doing whatever you're doing, 'cause I want grandkids.
good. And then when it comes to like the thing about like love, relationships, marriage, there is so much free will when it comes to that, because like we literally could not have love without free will. So sometimes things can change, like even the lines and the prompts can literally change.
That's what she said, was like a lot of times the paths and the way they're interpreted could change just based off of everything as a whole, which I think is really fascinating. I think that when you read my card just now, I think that you had said that reminded me of the lover's card. So what does that mean in a reading? You said it was good, but what does that mean specifically?
So the lover's card can mean a few different things, but it also has a lot to do with the cards that it's surrounded by and how it's placed in your reading.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But the lover's card is good. I mean, it does represent usually a good relationship, positivity. It can also have something to do with like career and finance, but it really just depends on how, you know, where it's at in the reading.
I'm guessing it was probably just love, relationship love.
I feel like it is.
I'm in a good relationship.
She's engaged.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything bad about love and relationships, but it's kind of like you guys are so to the point where, you know, like everything is good where, you know, you're focusing on other things, but not in a negative way. Like, it's like, okay, I know you're there. I'm here. It's all good.
And one of the cards, when you first read it, you said that somebody I had a connection with, like we were both kind of working on our own stuff. It's very interesting that you said that. I immediately thought it was my fiance because he's working on a new business. I have a new business and we're both really like, we both are putting in the work on ourselves to be better partners and just better bosses and everything in general. So immediately I thought that's what it had to be.
Yeah. He has a good spirit. He does. But you have a much older soul.
I think I already knew that. And I've said that to him. I'm like, I don't know how I know this, but I'm like, I just know that my soul's went through a lot more shit than yours has.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, I'm not saying like he has a really good spirit. He's really good hearted. It's just,
I feel like maybe he's on his second life total ever. Like a little young puppy.
That I don't know.
you gotta get Bert in there. You gotta get Bert in there. See Sophia.
God. Yeah.
Totally.
Do you ever do like a couple comes in and you read them together? Does that end up just terrible fights?
Oh no. It happened like one time. Yeah. I think it was like maybe like I want to say like 6-7 years ago. It has happened. I mean, I do a couple readings, but yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's weird.
That'd be a lot of pressure. I would not want to do. I wouldn't want to do a couple reading. I'm like, you can do your own.
I don't think I'll do my own either. Yeah. It is, but especially when you're not even talking about anything serious, and then they start getting into it, and it's like I didn't even say anything, and they're like, "Yeah, well, I told you."
And they turned it into something personal for sure.
Exactly. Like,
exactly. One of the persons like eyeballing them like, this is what I've been talking about for the last 5 years.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they'll turn to me like, tell him what I said. And I'm like,
I am just a messenger.
Like, that's when you say like, okay, I think you need actual couples therapy because you guys are really not being kind to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure we can tell everyone where to find you. So if you want to say like, I know you have like a website, of course. And like, I don't know if you want to give the number out to, or like however you want to.
And we'll put everything in writing so that people can just like click through easily what they can find.
Yes.
Okay. So my website is pretty simple. It's psychicindianhealer.com. And then my phone number is 404-472-3744. And then I also have my Instagram, which is still the same thing, Psychic Indian Healer, but it's just the 7 at the end.
Awesome.
Okay. So exciting.
Do you ever connect back to anything Native American with anything that you do? Or like, is your oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot.
I want to get more into it because I also have, like, Lauren and I both have some Native American roots. I want to connect more to it.
Tiffany, I'm having to cut you off on questions. I know. We're getting here for 12 hours. Trust me. I love this. I'm going to probably spend so much money on you in the next like few years, few months. But I absolutely adore you. I'm so glad I met you. And heard so much about you, of course.
And thank you so much for your time.
I don't want to take over too much time, so we don't have to do mine, but for my reading.
I mean, we can if you want. We can pull a few cards. We don't have to pull like a whole reading, but
well, I mean, what timing wise, like I don't want to overstep your time.
I don't even know what time it is.
It's 11:40.
Okay, yeah, we have two more minutes.
Okay. Well, hey, well, we can go.
And I'm zipped up over here.
Right. Famous last words.
Swear.
I just turned my mic off for yours. It's like, I'm getting to it. I can't.
Yeah, I was going to do the same thing.
Okay, so, and I just want you to go ahead, Lauren, and just say your full name for me.
Lauren Marie Chamblin. Do I just tell you when to stop?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you can stop.
Okay. So the first thing that I can pick up in your reading and in your spirit is, for one, you have the Three of Pentacles, which tells me that you're really trying to work very hard as far as your career is concerned. Like, you've been feeling like you're putting so much effort into certain things, like you've been kind of overworking, you know, but at the same time, it's positive for you. You don't mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another thing is with the Magician card, though. Like with the Magician card, and you have this card over here within this deck, it's called the Shadow card, which also might be known as like a High Priestess. And what that's telling me is that your spirit, your energy is tired. Like, you're tired. And it does have a lot to do with, like, honestly, with like love, relationships. And it's not that there's like a whole bunch of negativity there, but you're just tired, you know. Like, when you love, you really, like, you just give it your all, you know. Like, there's no middle ground for you, right? Which is great. That's not a bad thing. A lot of people don't love like that, but you do have Three of Swords, and
that one looks very intense.
it's not horrible, but what it tells me is that you've been so hurt and so disappointed in the past that you don't trust as much as you used to. And you don't necessarily have insecurities. But the thing about it is, the way that you're feeling right now, what I could see with the Three of Pentacles, is not just within your career, but with love. Sometimes you feel like you do put effort, but you're just not getting it in return. And so it's just a little bit of an imbalance with that, where some days you're really, really, you know, excited, ambitious as far as love is concerned. And then some days you're like, I have no energy to do this tonight, you know?
Yeah.
the six of, or excuse me, I'm sorry, the Queen of Wands. So you also have the Six of Pentacles here. But the Queen of Wands is telling me that you are a very strong spirit. The Wands does represent a little bit of a struggle, and this card does represent yourself and your spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Wands tells me that there is a little bit of a struggle just within your spirit right now. But you're getting to this point where you are, I don't want to say blocking yourself off, but you're more guarded than you usually are. You know, like you second guess and you kind of overthink about certain things before expressing things. And you've been keeping your circle real small. Like you don't let a lot of people in right now, as far as like friends, you know.
Yeah.
It's not for a negative reason. I'm not saying you have a lot of negative people around you, but you just know that. And honestly, this has just been, I guess, maybe within the past month or so, maybe since I've seen you, you know, it's time to focus on you. Like, you know that. It just hasn't been easy, you know. And the fact that you know that, it's making you tired. Like, it's tiring. Another thing is with the Six of Pentacles, it tells me that with helping people, doing good things, you do like to do that. You do love to help people. But you have felt more recently that with things that you've done in the past, you have kind of been taken advantage of with some things. So you don't do as much right now. And you're just trying to get to a certain point. Like, you feel in your spirit that if you can get to a certain point in your life and in your energy, and even maybe just within the rest of this year, because with the rest of this year, I don't see you doing a whole lot as far as only focusing on you. I see you being able to focus more on you than anything. Yeah. And that's honestly the best. Like, that's what I would strongly suggest. After you get to that point, more like within the new year and the beginning of this year coming, that's when I see you starting to work more on like helping people and doing more for others and just kind of really just getting to where you know you need to be. But you're starting to realize now that this is your time. Like, you have to focus on you. You know, there is an energy around you. I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but there is somebody there. I just feel like this person does care for you, but there's like a, like, I don't want to say a disconnect, but it's just not coming together the way that it should. So it has nothing to do with the connection. It's just more of you focusing on some things that you got to do, but it's pretty heavy stuff. And then them focusing on things that they're needing to do.
So yeah.
That's where you're feeling tired.
Yeah. And I feel like the last like few, maybe 2 months specifically, like physically, I'm just so, I get so much more tired so easily.
Yeah.
Like just, I sometimes like, I'm like working from home too. So I'm like, like a few hours will go by, I'm like, I don't even know what did I even do today? Like, I was like, I'm just like, I like physically can't even do things sometimes in the last like couple months. So that's interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, your spiritual energy, giving so much of your spiritual energy, it can literally physically weigh you down. And with the type of person that I see you are, like, you know, I was saying in Tiffany's reading, like, she likes to help people. And I'm not saying that you, one or the other is, you know, better than this one or, you know, whatever. That's not what I'm saying. But with you, you're the type of person, like, you would literally give somebody your clothes. Like, if somebody came up to you and was like, oh, I need your shirt today, you'd be like, okay, sure, no problem. And like, no questions asked, no repercussions whatsoever. And that's good. But at the same time, you're doing that without you knowing, you're giving away your energy so much more than I think you realize.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And it's interesting too, that some of the cards you pulled, I don't know if they're the exact same cards, but a lot of the stuff that you said is I mean, I didn't have a reading. The reading I had with you was like maybe three, four weeks ago, maybe. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that some, I feel like some things you said have, are a little bit different, but most of the stuff you pulled are like a lot of the same things, you know, like it's.
Yeah. I think you did have the magician card. I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I honestly, not much has changed though since I've talked to you. So it makes sense. So
yeah,
it's interesting for sure. But
it is good. And spiritually, from what I can pick up on your spirit, and it's not really anything to overthink or worry about. It's not a worry. You definitely do have a strong female energy. It's not two energies. It is one. Mm-hmm. But it's a very protective energy. Mm-hmm. She's very protective over you. I don't know who it is.
Well, yeah, who do you think would be more protective, Lauren, of your grandma?
It's either Tiffany or my grandma. Is this person past?
They're not. Yes, they're past.
Then
they're
it's not maybe not Tiffany.
Yeah. I'm like wildly protective. I am like a crazy mama bear with everybody I care about.
Well, just okay. So I got in the physical world, I have female protectors, and in the metaphysical world, I have some female protectors as well. But yeah, that's got to be my grandma. She's like the main one I kind of see. And it's interesting that it's one specifically, because both my grandmas are past, but I do think my other grandma is probably more like what Tiffany was saying about her grandpa. Mm-hmm. I think she's like kind of living her best afterlife, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And love that for her. And I think my mom's mom though, yeah, she's probably still.
Do you know what her sign was?
I think a Capricorn.
Is that one that her name was a flower, Violet or something?
No, that's my great grandma. Could be her too. Could be her too.
What was her name?
My grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Linnell.
No, the one that has a flower name.
Violet. Yeah, she's my great grandma. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, Violet. But yeah, no, I so appreciate you. I cannot.
You will be so much.
This is not the last you'll see of us.
No problem. No problem, guys. I had an awesome time.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Wish I could stay a little longer. But
yeah, you better run away. Because
I'm going to say you got to get out.
I already am like, okay, wait, I have more questions.
Listen, we're just going to have to go see you. And I think Tiffany should definitely get Bert in there as well. For sure.
You're definitely more than welcome.
I want to bring my mom in too, because I feel like she would like this. Yeah. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. Has your mom ever done any type of reading like that?
No, never. But I think she does think it's interesting, like the more I've told her about it and stuff. So I think.
Yeah. Cause you'd never had a reading until I took you to the palm reader that I took you to.
I've always wanted to. I just never, I was skeptical about finding the right person kind of, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but
I still don't even know her name, which I love. She's in my phone as palm reader. And when I pass her along to other people, it's just, everybody is the same way. She like
no names,
ask no questions. She just, you show up. And she's the one who, it's funny. We had, I'm going to say this one thing and then we'll be done. We had a podcast where we talked about our palm reading, and I was like, she said that I was going to get engaged in 2021. That I will say is probably not happening.
That happened.
Oh, wow.
That's, I know, awesome. It's crazy. Yeah. Cause at the time I was like, I do not want to be married. I had been with my boyfriend at the time, you know, 5 years. And I was like, I don't want to be married. Nothing about me wants to be married. And then I don't know, like did a little bit and bam, I don't know. I picked up on it. We got engaged. So she was right.
You're not married though. You're just engaged. It's all good. Yeah. No pressure.
I may never get married. I don't know.
Who knows?
No. It's just good.
I am very content. I don't, it is what it is.
Well, I am officially cutting Tiffany off and myself off. So we got to let you go live your life. I know you're a busy person. So yeah, I mean, everyone, will put our, you know, your info in our notes here. And then, so if you're, I highly suggest, especially if you're in Atlanta and you can go see her, definitely go. But also if you're not in Atlanta, then you can call in as well. So, I mean, I highly recommend. So, but with that, we gave you permission to enter, Sophia. And now we unfortunately must give you permission
to exit.
Tiffany wasn't even going to join me on that one. It's fine.
We always say it together, but we never. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through.
We just made a way. We gon' take it up, we won't fade away. I got too many dreams, gotta stay away. Ask me if I change, yo, it's night and day. I told the backstabbers, put the knife away. I'm tryna get my family to a nicer place. Room for everybody, but no room for hate. Everybody eating off the nicest plate. When it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, yeah. Play this when it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, but you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. But you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. I'm like, hey. I know I gotta keep going. It's up at 5 in the morning, come on. I wouldn't